What's up, guys? Welcome back to Delusional Podcast. I know, don't yell at me, don't think anything of it. I know it's been a freaking long time since I've been, you know, doing a podcast and stuff, but I actually have some pretty good ideas to be talking about. You know, I just had to get like inspired for a little bit, take a little time off the podcast for a while. I understand, guys. A lot has been happening, okay? But, yeah, where do I even start? I don't know where I left you guys off at, but currently drinking an iced coffee. I'm going to have a sip right now, so listen to the ASMR. Yum. It actually tastes so bad. I think I had chunky cream I actually put in, so, you know, I ain't feeling that good right now. But let's talk about, I asked you guys on Instagram, I was like, hey, what should I talk about for my podcast? And you guys were talking about, I saw one that stuck out to me like 100%, like actually three stuck out to me. One was about body image as a social media, you know, I don't like to call myself an influencer, but a social media guru, as you will. someone who like posts on social media and, you know. So we're going to be talking about body images and what you can do, you know, to, if you guys go through this, I'm not saying I go through body image, like, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about body image on social media. I think, so I looked up the definition of body image. A negative body image involves overly focused on comparing your size, shape, or appearance to unrealistic ideals. So it's like, you know, you always see all these models on Instagram. You guys always see these fitness trainers on Instagram. And, you know, the people think of that they can transform their body into that body that those people have. You are your own body. And, you know, my body could never look, you know, not have a pudge and shit like that. Like, my body could never, it could, I mean, if I want, sure, whatever. But, you know, I got organs to protect and shit like that. If it makes you, you know, don't relate yourself to anyone is what I'm basically trying to say. Like, I see all these fitness people. I'm like, my body, you know, each and every human being on this earth has a different body type, like body structure, body size, body shape, especially body shape. I mean, I'm really broad. Like, I'll give you guys that. Like, I lift, and the more I lift, the broader, like the wider I get. My shoulders look huge. You know, some shirts don't fit me as well anymore because my shoulders get muscle. So, I mean, I don't know. I've had a negative body image before. Like, I overly focused on comparing my size to these models or these fitness people on Instagram, TikTok. And yeah, I compared my appearance. You know, if I had a like acne one time, I'll like edit it out. You know, like it, nowadays on social media, it's so hard to get a raw footage of anyone, because you can literally go on any app and fix whatever you think is wrong with your picture and fix it, and no one would ever be able to tell. Like, I did a photo shoot probably like a couple days ago, and I had to edit out, you know, a bruise on my knee. Because I don't know, like, I just, that, maybe that's my negative body image, that I have to edit out maybe a bruise on my knee, because I feel like it's not good if I have that bruise. I have no idea why. Like, I don't know who would zoom up on my knees and think, oh, look at the bruise on her knee. Like, I don't know why I would think that, ever. But I've been, yeah, I mean, I don't. Guys, what? I can only record for 5 minutes at a time. So we're going to speed this up a little bit. But yeah, body images. Yeah, I worried about stupid bruises on my knee. Why would I, like, knowing me, like, why would I care about that? Oh my God. Hold on. Someone's calling me really quick. Sorry, someone was calling me, but yeah, I don't know why I cared. You know, it goes back to even putting a filter on your like pictures. Why? Sure, to look better, but you do that subconsciously, not even knowing. Like, I don't know. But I have this fun fact for you guys, okay? A small 2018 study found a correlation between time spent on social media, negative body image, and disordered eating. This was especially true if participants were scrolling through appearance-related content, like the account of a fitness instructor or a model on Instagram. So, maybe time spent on social media correlates to, you know, looking at stuff your brain subconsciously does not want to look at, because then it will maybe turn into this an eating disorder, or, you know, feeling bad about yourself every time you look in the mirror. It might even come to that. And once it comes to that, I have some, at the end of this episode, I have some facts, or not facts, but some positivity on how to stop, you know, talking so fucking bad about yourself, or thinking so bad about yourself. In the morning, stop thinking bad about yourself. I know that's easier said than done, but I'll have some tips for you at the end of this episode. So stick around. Negative body image also involves triggering comparison between others. It can raise doubts of self-worth, potentially leading to mental health issues such as anxiety and depression. That one's huge. I just like researched it this morning because I never really knew the extent of, you know, negative body images or comparing yourself, especially as a social media public figure. I see it all the time. I never really took the high road and researched about it until now. And I think it is an actual issue on social media between maybe friends, family. I think it's an actual issue for our generation on social media. If you're you're 14 years old, not 14, that's a little young. Say you're 16 years old looking at a 20-year-old bikini model, and this 16-year-old doesn't look like that right now. How do you think, like, that's crazy to me that I never really understood it. I mean, when I was 16, social media wasn't like how it is now. If I want to find anything, you look it up on TikTok, anything. It is, all these social media apps are so oversaturated that the real ones or the people that actually have issues and needs to talk about stuff, they don't get the right attention. The people who have skinny abs and, you know, all that, I'm not talking bad about them, but I'm just saying that I think you find your community that you feel comfortable in. And don't follow these people who make you subconsciously, you know, overthink and make you think bad about yourself, you know? Overexposing you to idolize body types. I mean, the face could be a 2, but the body could be a 10, and you're idolizing this perfect body. I don't know anyone who has a perfect, like, the perfect body. Like, in their own ways, they're perfect. I'm perfect for my body, yes, 100%. My girlfriend's perfect for her body, 100%. Everyone's perfect in their own way, is what I'm trying to say. Those models, yes, they, you know, that's for them. But, hold on, guys, it's another 5 minutes is up. 1 second, I'll be right back in 3, 2, 1. Once again, I forgot where I was, but fuck, what was I talking about? Yeah,
Let me guess. Well, I'm just going to go into another thing. Yeah, body image has affected me before because I look at all these other people with maybe flatter stomachs or, you know, I've never had a flat stomach before. It doesn't mean, I don't know. And yeah, maybe I subconsciously do that to myself because I look at people and even I don't even think about it, but I feel like a lot of people subconsciously think and compare themselves to others 100%. Throughout high school, everyone did that. They compared themselves to this person. No one really didn't do that. I don't know anyone who has never compared themselves to someone. I can't name you one person who has never compared themselves to because they have this body, they have that, they have this perfect hair, they have this, they don't need glasses. They, like, when I had glasses, I hated it, man. I was like, oh, I wish I didn't have glasses. I wanted glasses for the longest time. I wanted braces because my friend had braces. I wanted braces. My friend has glasses. I want glasses. But looking back, I mean, I wish I didn't have glasses. Yeah, braces I needed, but it's a different story. But yeah, I will tell you guys, I'm going to wrap up this podcast. It's a short one. I want to make like short little ones. So I'm not talking your ear off because I know I can, but, social media can also positively impact body image by connecting you with others that help build a body accepting community. So number one of the advice I have for you is take a break. If you guys need a break from social media, from all the toxic stuff you're looking at, or even subconsciously toxic comparison between you and another person, take a break. And then number two, unfollow accounts that don't make you feel good. I've had to personally do this. That's why I'm following maybe 300 people. I've unfollowed a hella ton of people from high school. If their stuff doesn't really, you know, impact me positively, why would I follow you? I've had that mindset since like 2 years ago. I'm like, why would I follow someone who I would not say hi to them in person. Like if I ran into them, I say hi to a bunch of people. Yes, a bunch of people in person. But if I ran into someone that, you know, I only see on social media, why am I following them if I wouldn't say hi to them in person? So take that and run with it, guys. Don't waste your energy looking on someone else's post if they really don't genuinely make you happy. You control your narrative on social media. And as scary as that is, it's true. So, and number three, last one, is find a community. Find a community that, you know, isn't about fitness, isn't about what you eat in a day, isn't about all these other things that you don't want to see and put into your mind. Even if you don't think about it at the time, you subconsciously think about it. I think if you guys took a shot of tequila every time I said subconscious in this video or in this podcast, you guys would be donezo. Because I said that word a lot. That is, yeah. But anyways, yeah, find a community. You know, base yourself around people who you genuinely fucking like, dude. Like, yeah, but all right, I have a minute left. I just wanted to say thank you guys for listening and supporting this podcast. It's been a journey on this podcast for sure with all the stuff that this podcast has been through, how it started versus now, like big difference. Come on now. But anyways, yeah, DM me on Instagram at Delaney BB Brown. And DM me with ideas. This was a great idea, and I loved researching it and learning about it. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Follow the socials. See you next time. Bye, guys. Be safe out there. Love y'all.